Current law prohibits cable companies from raising their rates without at least a month's notice and requires them to fix any problems within 3 days of when they're reported. When the statewide video franchising plan was introduced, it completely scrapped those protections. Lawmakers have now decided to bring them back. A Schwabenon Republican sponsor, Phil Montgomery, says the end result is still a proposal that offers residents a choice in where they buy their TV programming.
And the benefits of that are lower cost, better offerings in terms of the products and channels that will be put out there. So I think that at the end of the day, that's what spoke very loudly was competition.
This bill actually expands the reach of the state's Consumer Protection Office to cover not only cable and video over internet, but also satellite TV. But it scales back another protection. Someone's video service will now have to be down for at least a day instead of just 4 hours before they're entitled to any refund. West Dallas Democrat Tony Stiskunas says he's satisfied with that compromise, but he was still the only lawmaker to vote against the plan in committee. That's because Stiskunas thinks it's wrong to throw out the franchise deals communities like his have negotiated on their own.
If and when AT&T or another company comes in to compete, then I can understand we need to get rid of those contracts and level the playing field. But that day may come or it may never come, and it probably won't come in many communities ever across Wisconsin.
Stiskunas says he's also worried the plan will mean the demise of educational public access programming. Many communities charge cable companies an extra fee to cover public access channels. This bill would prohibit that. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.